For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. A handful of children in Illinois may have a new syndrome linked to the coronavirus. Dr. Doug Carlson is chair of the pediatrics department at SIU School of Medicine in Springfield. I talked with Dr. Carlson about a new statewide task force looking into multi-system inflammatory syndrome.
Can you tell me a little bit about what public health officials are seeing now when it comes to COVID-19 showing up in children?
We need to be clear about this. There's a difference between the acute infection in children, which has almost been exclusively very mild, and a rare delayed sort of development in a very small subset of those kids who develop the, what we're calling the multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. The CDC is defining that as in people less than 21 that have a fever of at least 38 for at least 24 hours and more often longer, that develop symptoms of generalized inflammation, including their lungs, kidneys, heart, severe rashes, neurological symptoms.
So it sounds like this is almost separate from disease showing up in children, the cough and that sort of thing. This is something that's happening later on.
Yeah, that's an important point. What we've started to recognize over the last couple of weeks, initially in Europe and Italy and Great Britain, and then just a couple weeks ago in New York, there was a rare but identifiable syndrome where kids were showing back up that ended up being COVID positive or having antibodies to COVID that had a generalized body inflammation that sometimes could be very severe.
You've been appointed to a task force through the Illinois Department of Public Health to look at this phenomenon. What is the charge of that task force and what have you been seeing or talking about so far?
What we're looking at first is really just getting out awareness to healthcare professionals and to the general public about what this is and what to look for. The CDC provided a case definition, and we're beginning then, based on that, to be looking at reporting. We do not have good reporting mechanisms for this as it's a new syndrome. It looks like between all the experts who would know what's going on in those hospitals identified around 10 cases in Illinois. That may be a slight undercount, but it's not a lot more than that. All of those cases were in the Chicago area, which makes sense because internationally and nationally, this seems to be a syndrome that's following up in the areas where COVID virus was most prevalent.
So in terms of central Illinois, would you expect to see this potentially showing up here in the next several weeks?
Well, we've had pretty good evidence that there's not a lot of COVID virus in central Illinois. There's clearly some. We still need to take precautions, but there's not been a lot in kids. So we'll see.
In the initial weeks of the pandemic, there were reports that, you know, not many children were getting sick, and we thought that they were sort of generally safer or less at risk than adults or others with underlying conditions from having complications. Does this discovery change that analysis at all?
I don't think so. COVID virus, the acute infection, respiratory infection, is generally very mild or asymptomatic in kids. I think kids will get it and not get sick. But it does mean that we are maybe falsely reassured that there were no complications. The good news is this is a very serious illness and kids are getting very sick, but that has responded to hospitalizations. It has been nearly uniformly survivable, but it is a very serious illness.
So as we look towards, loosening some of the stay-at-home restrictions, there's a lot of discussions about summer camps and if kids will be able to go back to school. How might this syndrome complicate or change those conversations?
I don't want to alarm people, but it is something that needs to be taken into consideration as we bring large groups of kids back together. How common is it? It's not common, but is it really rare or just a little rare? And I make those numbers up, but it's important as we look at, does this happen 1 out of 10,000 times? Does it happen 1 out of 100 times? It's less than 1 out of 100, but how often does it happen? So these will inform us in our public health policy as we move forward. And we're not quite sure what direction that's going to be.
That was Dr. Doug Carlson, chair of the Department of Pediatrics at SIU School of Medicine in Springfield. I'm Mary Hansen.